This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
And I want to mention here that Stephen Bassett is going to be a speaker at the Alien Expo, XPO, in Knoxville, Tennessee, August 17th and 18th is when the event is held. And a lot of other speakers that we're familiar with. So check it out. Randall, proceed.
Earlier in the show, we were talking about how the way that this is rolled out to people through the media. And so we have one example that of the most recent one, which is connected with this advanced aerospace threat identification program that the To the Stars Academy people have been talking about and so on. And that has precipitated a movement by, from what my understanding is, here I go retelling the story, the Navy pilots to have some sort of reporting procedures put in place. So the Navy issued a statement saying something to the effect of they are going to be doing that with respect to unidentified aircraft. And they made the word aircraft. They didn't use UAP. They didn't use UFO. Sure. But yet when it hit the media, all of a sudden it's like Navy Institute's UFO reporting protocol type of thing.
Well, to be fair on that, I'm pretty sure the Navy's action was direct response to the TTS AAS activities, particularly the New York Times articles and the emergence of the ATIP program, and of course the Nimitz case, which is the centerpiece of that program. The Navy was in a very tough spot because the Nimitz program was the Nimitz event, the case of 2004, was known to researchers. So they didn't have the witnesses, and they certainly didn't have the gun camera footage, but it was out there. It was one of so many other cases, right? Can't really run it to ground, but pretty sure there's something happened. And then this whole thing comes out intensely with the gun camera footage, the pilots coming forward, the people on the communications and surveillance ship, for instance, coming forward. Huge deal. And it's all Navy. And then the other two gun camera footage is from the Roosevelt incident, 2015. That was a carrier on the East Coast. All Navy. And so the Navy is sitting there going, oh my God, we've just sort of been outed here. And everybody sort of knows that we've had significant sightings and significant interactions, engagement of UAPs, and we have not admitted it. We've not talked about it. We've withheld it. We've suppressed it. We've told people they can't talk about it, and it's all out there in front of us, in front of the people. So this is awkward, and I think they needed to do something to show that they're not sitting there dug in, acting like petulant children. So they decided to modify. It's like a gesture to modify their reporting thing. And the key there was they were essentially giving a public license to the pilots to come forward. They're basically saying, look, we're not going to take away your flying privileges if you speak on this, though, again, you can't violate classification systems. You can't violate non-disclosure agreements. So I think that was directly tied to it. But in general, look, you brought up something very important. But I do want to talk more about the TTSA before the show's over. But you brought up something very important. There are legitimate news sources out there. They're pretty much the same ones that we've always had. We're not in the age of yellow journalism. We're in the age of highly funded, sophisticated journalism with reporters and editors and so forth that went to colleges and universities and have degrees, and the fundamental principles are still sound. So if you want to get your news, you go to these respected sources. Major papers, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, Washington Post, Tribune, the Times of London, and so forth. You get great news there. It's not fake, I assure you. They make mistakes, but it's not fake. Cable news is a different situation. Cable news has limited audiences and is highly competitive for ratings and money. And so as a result, cable news has become partisanized and much less effective. They focus on certain things, repeat everything over and over again. And they have become somewhat echo chambers for people of difficult political persuasions. That doesn't mean there isn't news there. You can get news there, right? But if you're not paying attention, you're going to get skewered a little bit. and it's going to create some problems.
Yeah, or it gets skewered a lot because,
or a lot, a little bit.
Of course, yes. I mean, they'll just leave out the completely relevant stuff from the other side of the issue and just focus on their own specific issues or agenda that whatever it is that they want to push. We see this all the time up here, especially in Alberta with respect to our oil industry. If there's a huge giant mess up in the north, people have tried to bring environmentalists up and there's been, but every time the media just kicks into high gear, we've got the right wing industrialist people who really don't seem to care much about the ecology up here. And I guess I shouldn't go on too much about that, but I see it every day.
We have to avoid the P word here, Randall. Politics, of course.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a political activist, folks. So
you're allowed, Stephen.
Yeah. But there's news in the cable arena, but it's generally almost all of the shows are reflection of the worldview of the host. There are a few strict news shows on cable news, and you can usually figure out which ones those are, but the best way to get news now is using amalgamators. Twitter is a very powerful amalgamator. You can go on Twitter and you can choose to follow whatever news outlet you want, whatever newspaper, so forth. So you can select, and I've done this, say a range of 40 different outlets. And you will then start getting feed from all 40 of those in a real-time basis. And it's huge amount of news covering a broad range, depending upon who you select. Now, if you select a total group of very biased news entities, you're going to get biased news. So people can do that on Twitter and then use that as their way of seeing what things are going on. That's a positive thing. There's other amalgamators being put together, briefing software and so forth, briefing programs. People have been wedded to the cable news programs for some time and talk radio talk. And unfortunately, a very high percentage of the information being passed through cable news and talk radio is biased, if not bogus.
You know, I wanted to bring up something here as you were talking, because sometimes things don't work the way you expect them. Like, we all know that Tucker Carlson, who's a commentator on Fox News, and he expresses a conservative opinion. He's also a firebrand like Bill O'Reilly. So he gets somebody on the show he disagrees with, he can almost scream at them, belittle them, except he brings on Leslie Kane, Luis Elizondo, Nick Pope, people involved in UFO, UAP research. He is a dead serious journalist. What it tells me is this guy, with all the stuff he's doing, which I think is partly an act, this guy believes there's something to the UFOs. Otherwise, he wouldn't be so serious about it.
There's a lot there. You've brought up a very interesting matter. He is, let me put it this way, Tucker Carlson is extremely conservative and a firebrand. And with all of these, but not with all of these people, but most of these people, a good portion of their game is apt. It's an act. What they really think is not clear. Doesn't matter. They're there to put on a show, and the show is scripted by the network, which is a problem, right? But they need the ratings. So Tucker has been criticized extensively for a lot of his somewhat outrageous statements, and has taken a lot of grief. And then the ET issue, which apparently he has an interest in, started to heat up, and he engaged it. He's brought on Nick Pope 5 or 6 times, Leslie Kane, Elizondo, Christopher Mellon, you name it. No one has done more interviews on cable news on this subject in the last 24 months than Tucker Carlson. And what he discovered was this. This issue is fundamentally bipartisan. I've always said it was. That doesn't mean that partisan politics doesn't intersect with it, but the issue is bipartisan. And so he was able to engage a bipartisan issue that had people were very interested in, and he brought these people and he treated them with respect, and he got a lot of positive feedback. And I think that that was very welcome, because he's been pounded pretty hard, and now he's getting this great positive feedback. And he said, well, this is great. And so he kept bringing them on. And so it turns out that on this issue, Tucker has been a great resource. I'll take it. I was invited on the show, fortunately. I didn't get the invite. I didn't see it on my email until it was too late. And I hope they invite me back. I'm happy to do the show. In fact, I'll do any show, frankly. You know me. You put a microphone in front of me, I'm going to tell you.
Well, that's what you do. You're trying to get the truth out there.
The truth is out there, folks, but we have to break. Stephen, Gene, and Randall, you're in.
The Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Well, you see, after we weren't so kind to Stephen Bassett 10 years, 3 months ago, a little critical, he came back and we're having a really, really great discussion. You know, let me just hit something here, too, since we're talking about the news media's approach to UFOs. And we go back to this 2016 campaign As much as Donald Trump attacked Hillary Clinton, crooked Hillary, he never seemed to attack her when she expressed a serious interest in UAPs. John Podesta, her campaign chairman, of course, wrote the introduction to Leslie Kane's book. Again, serious, interesting.
Mm-hmm. Very significant. Most people don't know what happened here. This is a case where I will toot my own horn. I don't do it a lot. But the political initiative that I launched in Washington on November of 2014 was a big deal. We did the citizen hearing on disclosure, which had 30 hours of testimony, including key political testimony, particularly about the Clinton ET connection, Rockefeller Initiative, and all that. And so I began the campaign political initiative by sending a 30-hour DVD sets of all of our testimony to every member of Congress across the entire Capitol Hill. Then I showed up, hired my publicist. I had a bit of money back then, and she's 30, 40 years in public relations in Washington, knows everybody. And she started hitting up the media, try to get a story. This story of the connection between this leading presidential candidate and the ET issue that goes all the way back to 1993 into play. And I did the same. And we succeeded. We broke through around late December, multiple stories in the Washington Times. And before that election was over, over 400 articles were written about the connection between members of the Clinton political team and the ET issue, including direct references to the Rockefeller Initiative, links to the documents, all kinds of stuff. And there was so much pressure by the reporters on the campaign and on Podesta that they were forced out of cover. They didn't want to talk about this issue. They wanted to just get to the White House, and then she was going to disclose and take that legacy. That was the plan all along. But they had to respond. All these articles, the reporters are going to call you up and say, do you want to comment? And they wouldn't comment. They basically would not respond at all. And so what they did was to go on Jimmy Kimmel and Colbert and Ellen DeGeneres' show, occasional interview in a safe location, and make statements that were very provocative and generated even more articles because they had no choice. This was the work of Paradigm Research Group. I was driving that process from day one. I was in a direct update relationship with like 42 reporters, both here in the UK, sending them stuff on a regular basis, meaning, you know, how about this, how about that, helping to make these stories happen. And the goal, a lot of people thought I was trying to elect Hillary Clinton. I didn't even vote for Hillary Clinton. The point is the goal was to generate such a heated story that the debate moderators, those multimillionaire talk show hosts, would ask her about it. What about that story? What about this? What about this connection to ET issue? What about the Rockefeller Initiative? And if that had happened, this thing was going to get out of control very quickly. And I was hoping it would blow completely sky high and that it would force the Pentagon's hand and Obama, and they would have to come together and Obama was going to disclose. But I also knew that if it didn't break out in the Obama administration, that once she was in power, she was going to do it. And I believe it was because people inside the military intelligence community were watching all of this happen and realized what was coming, that she was going to win the White House. She was going to disclose the ET presence, take the greatest political legacy in history as her own, as well as being the first woman president. And they were going to probably carve her face into Mount Rushmore. But they also knew that she and the other political politicians were going to throw them under the bus. They were going to blame everything on the CIA and the DOD, on the military intelligence community. They were the guilty guys. They were the ones that kept the secrets. They wouldn't tell us, blah, blah, blah. And they weren't going to be thrown under the bus without a fight. And I believe they created the TTS as a specific response to that inevitability. Now, I sent an email to Podesta right after the election. I've sent him a number of emails over the years, and I can say that I've never received a response. And basically, I said something along those lines that you just said. This has been true going all the way back to Podesta's statement in 2002 at the National Press Club about it's time to release all the UFO files. If Hillary Clinton had said, look, it's time for the people to know the history of this issue with my husband and what we've been talking about, the fact that it's legit and we've been stonewalled. If she had gone and done that, she would have become president. But she didn't have the courage. She was going to finesse it all the way to the White House. And then once she's in the White House, okay, no problem. Didn't have the courage to do it. And one of the things that Podesta missed and she missed is what you just exactly said.
Since I never had a chance to talk to him or give them any advice, I couldn't tell him. Is that aren't they surprised that from 1993 on, because a lot of people knew about the Rockefeller Initiative, though the press wouldn't cover it. And then from 2002 on, and Podesta's statements, and his work with Leslie Kahn, and the book, and the documentary, and on and on and on, including the ET, you know, the ET ticket that I got, you know, pushed out in 2007 and made it to Fox News. They were never attacked by the Republican infrastructure, the Republican National Committee, on their interest in this subject. Never attacked. And in the campaign, they weren't attacked. Didn't that tell them something? The Republican Party plays hardball. They will beat you to death with a baseball bat to get what they want. And they will attack you for your fingernail polish. If you have a coughing fit, they'll make it global news. They went after every aspect of her life, of course, her husband, but not the UFO issue. That didn't tell them something. And what it should have told them was this. The Republican hierarchy, the political leadership of the Republican Party and their backers inside the Pentagon are fully aware of the ET presence going all the way back to the Eisenhower administration. But the Republican Party, because of its worldview, is much less inclined to press back against the truth embargo. They've gone along with it pretty much completely, and they don't want to ruffle the military intelligence community. They consider it a strong ally. Now, that's changing. And so, but they know it's true. And they knew full well, given that ETs, remember, can do anything they want and go anywhere they want, that if they decided they were going to take down the Democrats on the UFO issue, the ET issue, and viciously attack them for being tinfoil hatters, this issue could come out at any time and blow them out of the water. And so that just gives you a glimpse of the complexity of the politics, which eventually is going to be written up extensively. I'm going to write a book for sure. I'm the last of all of my colleagues to write one.
But have you got a title picked out yet? We're just coming up to the next break, so make it quick.
Oh, the title book. What is it? It's The Day After Disclosure, Reflections on the Reflections on the Extraterrestrial Presence Issue by an Exopolitical Activist.
That's well, you know, there's a book similar title from Richard Dolan and yeah. Bryce Zabel. You know, we've got Stephen Bassett of Paradigm Research Group joining us, and this is not just a discussion about the possibilities of disclosure of UFOs. It was fascinating to talk about his background, how he got from there, a relatively normal person, to become one of us, wacky, crazy people. This is Wacky Crazy Gene. And Wackadoodle, no, we don't want to say that. Randall's the same one here. And Stephen Bassett, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Trump continues to stand behind his controversial tweets. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
President Trump is digging in on his strategy of attacking four progressive minority congresswomen. Trump spoke to reporters as he left the White House and says he doesn't care how it affects him politically.
I don't know if it's good or bad politically. I don't care. But when people are speaking so badly, when they call our country garbage, I don't care about politics. I don't care if it's good or bad about politics. Many people say it's good. I can tell you this, you can't talk that way about our country.
Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez had actually commented in March that the country has gone so far in the wrong direction that people shouldn't be satisfied with moderate policies that are merely 10% better than garbage.
Watch and read the stories you've been hearing on Facebook.com/USA Radio or on Twitter.com/USA Radio Network. This is USA Radio News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text FORCE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text FORCE to 321321. That's F-O-R-C-E to 321321.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is Jacques Vallée, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Notice, folks, that I only refer to myself as being crazy. But that raises a bigger question here, Stephen Bassett. Mm-hmm. We don't believe what our government tells us, or a percentage does. It depends on whether the guy or the gal in the White House is the one you wanted. If not, you don't believe them. Fake news. Forget about it. If somebody there said, you know what, there's something going on, we don't understand what it is, maybe it's extraterrestrial, whatever. A portion would say, cool. A portion would say, this guy's nuts or this gal is nuts. A portion would ignore it. You get the picture.
True, but when you get to a certain level of importance and implications, that is not really the case anymore. If the President of the United States were to come in front of the American people and say, we've just declared war on Iran and we are launching airstrikes, there would be very few people that would say, no, you're not, because you just don't screw around with something that big. And the ET issue is the same. When a head of state, and it could be the President of the United States, goes in front of the American people and confirms the extraterrestrial presence, accompanied by, in one form or another, could be a side panel, top people in the military intelligence community who will probably very quickly present some government-held information and evidence, like the gun camera footage that the TTSAAS brought out, to make the point. I assure you there won't be many people in the country that will go, oh, no, that's fake. And then when numerous other world leaders immediately follow with the same announcement, that's it. So don't worry too much about that. However, the collapse in trust in government, which the current president has played on heavily, the trust in government had collapsed long, and distrust of the media was already well underway before the current president took office. He simply exacerbated it and played on it to his advantage. Okay, fine. It's an existential threat to the republic. There's no question. Trust levels get down below a certain point in a democracy, and very bad things are going to happen.
We've got right now, of course, here's a whole new approach to disclosure. We've got this million person petition signed saying that they're going to storm Area 51. I mean, there's a new approach.
I love it. I'll give this person credit. He had some fun and he tapped into a meme. He did it on Facebook. So the way it was set up, nobody had to give their email address. If he had done it in a different way and he captured a million email at 2 million email addresses, this guy would be a force, because over 1.4 million people said, hey, I'm going to go. And 1 million said, I'm interested. But of course, they're not going to go. Some people are going to go, and I really encourage them not to do that. But it ended up being a petition. Basically, in a fun way, you give people a chance to express the fact that they support knowing the truth about this. They will respond in numbers. The virality of the internet can jump at you at any time. It's very hard to predict when it'll happen. This guy's hit virality. And so it's a reflection of the level of interest, which is growing all the time. Not only in just the UFO subject, but also in disclosure, because Area 51 is about disclosure. So it's cool. I'm telling people, and I've already said this numerous times, do not go to that gate at 3 a.m. in the morning. See, he was just joking. He wasn't thinking about it. I mean, he wasn't going to spend $100,000, $200,000 and put hundreds of porta potties out there. You know, so it's like, and he says 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Yeah. Now, that's the worst time to go. So, I mean, he should have said, look, you know, if you do want to go, you know, go around 3 in the afternoon, bring a barbecue and some ribs. So hopefully nobody will go at 3 a.m. They may gather outside the gate and have a party and public land and enjoy themselves.
I was watching Nap there the other on speaking of YouTube, and he did a little piece, and he says he interviewed one of the people out there, and they said, look, you know, if we get 30 or 40 cars out here, we get a traffic jam. I don't know what we do with, you know, a million.
And no, it's not going to happen, but there is a certain possibility a few hundred will show up. And if they show up at 3 a.m., that's bad. If they show up in the afternoon, that's not so bad. If any of them attempt to violate that base, that is a mistake. If they try to drive a bunch of cars on, it's going to get worse. You're going to be met with Bradley fighting vehicles. We're going to be met with. So don't do that. I don't want any violence. Then the worst case scenario would be some radical type show up and decide they're going to create a problem.
Right. So you're not in. Okay. So you call yourself an activist, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you mean political activist. You mean peaceful. You mean by any other means than violence. So you wouldn't be
Absolutely.
In support of people actually going out and, you know, trying to break into classified bases and stuff like that.
No, violent activism doesn't work. I mean, history has shown this over and over again. It doesn't work. Nonviolent is the only way to go. And this movement, which is now 72 years, really, in a 70-year run, is remarkable in that, to my knowledge, and I'm prepared to be educated on this, to my knowledge, there's never been a single act of violence by any member of the citizen ET research activist community in 72 years. Okay, yeah, but this is not an issue where you have to walk across bridges and get bitten by police dogs and hosed down. I understand that. It's a very intellectual, somewhat off to the side kind of issue, but it's massively important. There's been no violence. I don't want to see that record broken, and I certainly don't want to see anybody hurt. So, and again, I was an anti-war activist. I marched in some anti-war movement stuff, but I did not in any way support the blowing up the ROTC buildings or anything like that. And it didn't work. Look, the disclosure is a big deal, and as we get closer to disclosure, people are going to get pretty excited and worked up. And there's plenty of built-in long-term frustration and resentment here. So while it's not as ignitable as some of the other issues out there, which we well know about, that doesn't mean it can't get there. And so, again, I'm just telling people,
right?
Don't go. And if you do, enjoy yourself, but don't create a problem.
You know, I wanted to mention something here, yeah. which we can go into because we're talking about the possibility of disclosure. But to the Stars Academy, the fact that no less than the Washington Post, Politico, the New York Times, mm-hmm. or the failing New York Times, depending on your point of view, and the Amazon Washington Post, either way, they treat the subject seriously. So I'm wondering here, the common vision of disclosure, I think you would agree, Stephen, is someone in authority, a president, comes out and reveals all. or gives us a basic summary of what's going on, what to expect. But the other way may be it'll be so gradual. As started years ago when we talked about exoplanets, the possibility of planets way out there in other star systems having the conditions that can harbor life. By the same token, we may wake up all day, all one day, years hence, and we'll know what we need to know, but there will never be that singular event. What do you think?
We've had 72 years of gradual, and now it's time to get down to business. So, no, this is not about more gradual. This is about getting to disclosure itself, and that's exactly what the TTSAS wants. The two stars, they want disclosure, so do I. Look, women love foreplay. Everyone knows that. 10 hours? No. They don't like that. It's time to get down to wrapping this up. And it's not full disclosure or an extensive summary. Disclosure, the activist movement defines disclosure specifically just to avoid confusion here. Disclosure is and is only a head of state formally confirming the extraterrestrial presence. Nothing else, right, is disclosure with a capital D. Small D disclosure, hey, happening all the time. It's happening right now, and it will continue to happen. But until we get capital D disclosure, we're still going to be stuck in the same place, going nowhere, and facing potentially significant difficulties. And at my website, by the way, at the Print Media Archive, I think I've got over 400 earmarked articles now that refer to directly the activities of the To the Stars Academy. And the revelations and the interviews and so forth. Over 400 articles that one can go read at their convenience.
Let's break here. We'll go into more of this. And another question I'm going to ask Stephen Bassett that might present interesting possibilities with Gene and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to TechNightOwl.com/host. Once again, that's TechNightOwl.com/host.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, this is Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book is from the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
This is the last segment, Stephen Bassett, and I want to ask you something here, and you can say no, possibly you won't have the time. We have a supplementary show called After the Paracast, and we're going to record it 2 hours after we end this one. Would you then have another 30, 40 minutes to spend with us?
See, that would be 3 o'clock.
So it turns out here that we're going to make it work. Stephen Bassett's going to be in his car, folks, but we're going to get good audio and we'll talk to him further. Okay, wanted to bring up this, Stephen, in our final segment. We talk so much about what's happening in the United States of America. But you would think here that maybe another country would want to get one up on us and say, we have the information, here's what it is. Why assume it's the United States? Wouldn't there be a race to be first?
There may be a race to be first, but all of the major nations have their reasons for not winning that race yet. But I happen to believe that one of the reasons that the To the Stars Academy made the decision ultimately to go ahead and launch in October of 2017, even though the election of the current president had completely thrown all their plans up in the air and created serious problems for them to proceed in a way I think they wanted to, was that, well, I'll take some credit for this. I've been telling people through my radio interviews for 20 years that Vladimir Putin can do it anytime he wants to. Xi Jinping can do it anytime he wants to. And take that legacy right off from under us. As it happens, in May the 3rd of 2017, about 5 months, 4 months after the election, or the inauguration, I actually was invited to Moscow to give an extensive interview to one of their national television networks, REN-TV. And in that interview, which is up on the internet, it's not gotten a lot of attention and hasn't got much play, but that doesn't mean that won't happen in the future. I actually spoke about the prospects of Putin being the disclosure president. I then had meetings with six different groups that were involved with the ET issue, most of which were made up of former Soviet and Russian officials, just to make sure that Putin knew I was there, and then waited to see what happened. And no problems for me. I actually got the interview footage was sent to me. And then Pravda RU wrote several articles all about how there's this activist that wants Putin to be the disclosure president, which confirmed to me that Putin had no problem with being the disclosure president. And I'm quite certain that the boys over at the Pentagon saw that. They knew I was there. They saw the interview. And so that just added a little more fuel to the fire, meaning we can continue to slow roll this thing. But Vladimir can snatch it out from under us at any time. If I'm DOD or if I'm CIA, well, how bad do you think it's going to be for them if Putin is the one that discloses? Vladimir Putin discloses the truth about the ET presence. That would be the truth that the military intelligence complex and our political classes embargoed for 72 years, right? Lying, deception, stonewalling presidents, and finally the world gets it from Putin?
Yeah, well, you know, you make a really good point, but this is like what's so fascinating about having Nick Redfern on our last show is because, and he's done a lot of research too, like government documents and stuff and Freedom of Information Act stuff. What he's found is that the Russians and the Americans are using the whole UFO issue as part of their intelligence apparatus to actually get information back and forth between them in a sort of spy versus spy type manner. So they're using it to their advantage while it's secret. If they out it all, they won't have that anymore.
They'll use anything to advantage in the intelligence world, anything. And so the fact that they may use this on occasion doesn't shock me. I assure you it's not central to their intelligence operations. In the intelligence world, they know pretty much everything, right? So all the major intelligence operations, Israel, China, they know what's going on, and they keep it to themselves.
There's a really big chance, and from what, you know, this is a pretty reasonable theory, that the whole MJ-12 documents thing was created not by some shadowy people in the government or people wanting, you know, in the ufology community, but by the Russians themselves.
Well, that's an interesting theory. I haven't read Nick's book, but it's not like we don't know a lot, know something about the MJ-12 documents. I would seriously doubt they were done by the Russians, but let me put it this way. Who knows how the Russians have interacted, the Soviets and the Russians have interacted at the intelligence level with this issue. We only have bits and pieces of information from researchers like Paul Stonehill and Nick Redfern and some others. But do we know the full picture? Not even close. Yeah.
You know, what we know, I don't know that we, how do you define no? I think we can safely extrapolate that given what kind of technology the United States has for intelligence gathering, and I mean like their electronic methods and all of their military methods in terms of observation and sensory and everything else. I mean, we've got satellites out beyond the moon that look back at the moon. Yeah. So, I mean, anything coming near the Earth, we're going to be able to pick up stuff like this. They're going to know. They have to know. And the same with the Russians. They're going to know, too.
Yeah.
So we know they know. They know we know.
Right.
But there's this big space in between where, you know, we just can't all go and meet in the middle.
But the intelligence community is another world. It's like there's another world down below us, about 50 levels down. And its own universe, in a sense. And that world is comprised of all the intelligence operations, and they have ways to communicate with each other.
You raise an interesting possibility here, that on a deep intelligence level, the major powers around the world know that, just like the U.S. and the Russians can cooperate to some extent on space exploration, this is the one subject they won't touch, which is why it's not Putin wanting to be first, because he would have done it already. It is that they all know something is going on, and for whatever reason, they have all agreed. And we can't necessarily assume that North Korea and Iran are going to agree. They agreed at that point not to reveal anything until the time is right. Otherwise, I think something would have happened already.
And I wouldn't quite characterize it that way. I think that the intelligence communities know about it. I think there may be some communication about it. I don't believe there's a collusion amongst the others. Okay, look. We're not going to disclose until we all agree down here in the 50th basement level. No, there's a whole political aspect to this as well. And they are the intelligence community. They're all about secrecy. And by and large, it's the head of state that makes those final decisions. I'm not thinking that is the case, but it serves them to keep this under wraps in general until such time as the head of state of their country decides it's time to go forward. And the point I was trying to make is that Putin has no barriers whatsoever. If Vladimir Putin wants to disclose the ET presence and take that legacy, there is nobody in the military intelligence community in Russia that's going to go to him and say, Vlad, you really don't have a need to know. Nobody. But in our country, there are people that have stonewalled the presidents, which is maybe an indication that we're not quite as authoritarian. Okay, fine. But overall, do not be surprised if disclosure does not come from the U.S. I consider it at least 50-50 that it'll be outside the U.S.
Stephen Bassett, please tell our listeners where we can find more of the things you do.
ParadigmResearchGroup.org. Or just Google my name, Stephen Bassett with a PH. And you know, I own that part of Google, so comes right up.
It's good to own that. He's also going to be one of the keynote speakers at the Alien Expo. That's X-P-O, Expo, see? In Knoxville, Tennessee. and that event's August 17th and 18th. A lot of interesting guests are going to be there. So look at the roster on the site. People you've heard on the Paracast before. And I mentioned that Stephen Bassett will be talking to us from his motor vehicle at a secret location. I'm exaggerating. On After the Paracast, which is also part of your membership to Paracast Plus. You can find us on Twitter. Look for the Paracast. Also look for two Facebook communities, groups, whatever, for the Paracast, Paracast Fan Club, Paracast Community. And the inscrutable Facebook apparently will not let us merge them without losing content. We also have the Paracast store, by the way, with new branded merchandise, T-shirts and stuff. Go to theparacast.store. And as far as the Paracast Plus is concerned, we offer you a real special package there. We give you the After the Paracast podcast exclusively. We had more discussions, for example, last week with Nick Redfern, not on the main show, and you'll hear from Stephen Bassett, more things from him. We'll be talking about the things that go bump in the night. We also offer a version of the show free of the network ads that people complain about. For more information on how to sign up, go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. Prices start at just $1.49. I'll say it, our price, cheap. Stephen Bassett, thank you for joining us on the Paracast.
My pleasure. Let's do it again.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.